This is the Generation Example Podcast.
The reason why I'm here is because it's about technology. And this message is just as much for me as it is applicable for all of you. Now, who knows what this is? It's an iPad. How many of you guys own an iPad? How many of you guys use an iPad? Yeah? This guy right here is both my best friend and my worst enemy. And what do I mean by that? I work, and for work, oh, Dev, you're going to say something? It's true. But a lot of times it's working for this guy. And yeah, it is kind of annoying when internet screws up on me. But I work for a tech company. I actually make iPad apps. I make iPad apps so that you, as a consumer, can watch TV on this guy. So if you go home and you watch your Dish TV, this guy will allow you to take your iPad anywhere and watch your TV on your iPhone, your iPad, your Android, your BlackBerry, your Windows, whatever you have. So this is always with me. It's with me at work. It's with me on the train. It's with me at home. It always tells me, hey, you have 5 new issues to take care of. And in that way, it's kind of like my best friend. It's always with me. And again, it's also my worst enemy because it's always with me. Now, my wife sitting over there, she can attest. It's always on and with me. And she's always telling me, John, turn it off. Come to the dinner table. Or turn it off. Go to bed. And sometimes I'll be just on my iPad, you know, in my bed. And I'm tired, and it's just going to fall on my face. And I go, ow, and I wake up, all right? So that's technology. Last week, Daniel was saying technology and a relationship with technology. Well, I have this unhealthy addiction with technology, all right? What about you guys? Some of you guys are like me, and you're always on your phone. You're always texting somebody. In fact, you're afraid to go to sleep because you're afraid that you're going to miss something from your best friend. What if it's a girlfriend or your boyfriend? You're like, oh, I wonder if my boyfriend is going to text me and tell me that he loves me back. You know? What if that crush that you've been thinking about, and maybe, yeah, you text her and you say, hey, I think I like you, and you're just waiting to hear their response. Or maybe you just like reading the news all the time. You like to be up and current on what is going on in the world, and so you're always scrolling through your news or your news feed, your Facebook friends. You always want to know what's going on. All right, so some of us are probably the exact opposite. You could care less. You know, like, technology, what's that? Your parents don't let you have a phone. You have one of those flip phones. Where are my flip phone users at? Yeah, all right. God bless you guys. Yeah, no, I wish I could just go back to the days of the flip phone. You know, some of you guys maybe have this little jealousy, like you have friends who always go out and buy the latest and the greatest, and they're always parading it around, you know. So this week, we're going to talk about image and how technology kind of relates to our image. Now, whether you like it or not, your technology is very, very tied together with your image. And just by the sheer fact that it exists, just by the sheer fact that you have it or you don't have it. So how many people like customize their wallpapers on their phones, or maybe have a nice little case, and, you know, I do too. It's okay. So the fact that we have this technology readily available and we can allow it to customize who we really are, we like to show it off. Hey, check out my pictures. Or look, I took this nice little video. It's really funny, you know. So technology is related to us just by the sheer fact that we own it. But there's other ways that we use technology to kind of tell people who we are. If you guys are on Facebook or Twitter or any other social media, what we post online and what we say and what we post on other people's walls or whatever, that also says something about ourselves. So we're going to do a little exercise here. You guys are all experts, those Facebook users. We're going to throw up some pictures on here. These are real Facebook photos. And I want you to tell me what those pictures are trying to convey about the person who posted them. All right? All right, just shout it out. Eminem, that's a good one, actually. Maybe an Eminem wannabe. What else does it say about this person? Gangsta. OG, yeah, stands for original gangster. Yeah. He's about to work out. Very good. Or maybe he's done working out. Look at my pecs. I can make them jiggle. All right, look at my biceps. You know, like they look kind of scrawny in there, but you know, that's what he's saying, right? Like, look at me. I don't have a shirt on. Maybe it's hot. You know, maybe my heater's turned on way too up. You know, look. He's wearing a cap backwards. That says something about him. You know, like what is in his ear?
Earrings.
What does that say about him? Maybe try to be punk, or maybe like what? Maybe trying to be stylish. You got some guys over there taking off their earrings. All right, next one. All right, this is a picture of a girl. No, she's not naked. But what is she trying to convey by posting this up? Innocent? Sad? Looks like she's not wearing clothes, covering up. Beautiful. All right. Get into some lighting or whatever. Yeah? Maybe she's trying to be artsy, you know? All right, next one. Funny. All right. Silly, goofy, good.
Yeah,
comedian. Yeah, he's not afraid to be funny on Facebook. All right, next one. Star Wars. A family that loves Star Wars. You know? Huh? Family that loves Star Wars stays together. Yeah, they're probably going to watch, you know, 7, 8, and 9, episode 7, 8, and 9. Yeah, next one.
Oh.
Yikes. Who is this guy? Daniel. Jim Carrey? What does it say about him? What does that image kind of say about him? Happy. Well, weird. A little too happy, huh? You don't know what he just took, huh? Maybe too much sugar, huh? All right, is there any more? All right. So as we can see up there, we have a lot of different ways to just really highlight different parts of ourselves. Maybe we're happy, maybe we're sad, maybe we like to look like we're in thought of something, we're pensive. Maybe it looks like, you know, we're philosophical, or we're like really friendly. So this image of that we put up of ourselves, it's not just the things that we say. If someone came up to you and didn't know you at all and said, you know, what's your name? And who are you? You could say all sorts of things about yourself, but your image is related to your behavior. What makes you laugh? What makes you cry? How what do you do when your friend is laughing or crying? All of these things play together, and it's kind of like we're all under this microscope all the time. It feels like everybody is always watching us, right? And part of the draw of technology is that we can be our own PR agent. If we don't like the way we look, we can just say untag or delete. We can always put the best side of ourselves up there on the screen for everybody to see. And in that way, we kind of define who we are. Or let's say we want to try on different personalities. Let's say we're like the preppy kid at school and we want to look goth, or we want to look emo, or we want to look like we're the bad boy type, or we want to be the rebel. It's all possible with technology. There's nothing limiting you from just creating 5 different profiles on Facebook, each with a different name. Hi, I'm John the First. I'm John the Second. I'm John the Third. I'm Jim. I'm James. You know, there's all these different ways that we can say or highlight different parts of ourselves. So that's the draw of technology, is that there's a lot of different things that we can highlight about ourselves. But also, there's a part of ourselves that feels accomplished with technology. Maybe we play a lot of games online, and really, in real life, we're just, you know, kind of antisocial, and we don't want to talk to anybody. But online, I'm King Azeroth. I am the commander of many minions, thousands of minions under me. Maybe we're just playing Words with Friends, and we just want to see our screen name just go up and up and up some more, saying, hey, that is me. I'm really good with Words with Friends. But, you know, the thing with technology being really easy to kind of manage our image, the drawback to that is that sometimes we forget who we really are. And that's what this theme is really about this week. With technology, it's easy to fall into the trap of forgetting who we really are. Just because there's just so many different ways that we can present ourselves. So, what does God say? What does God say about who we really are? Do you guys know? Well, let's go grab some Bibles. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. For those who are kind of new at this, Genesis is in the very beginning of the Bible. And if you have a Bible, there's some in the back. Turn to page number 1, if you can find it. And also, I need 3 volunteers. 3 volunteers. All right? Come on, 2 more. 2 more. And I need Charles, too. Kylie? Huh? Come on up. Well, you can also be a volunteer. Come on up. Jared? Come on, be a volunteer. All right. Everyone turn to me, Genesis chapter 1. Now, what my volunteers are going to do is that as we read, they are going to act out the thing that I'm reading. All right? So verse 20. So my friend Charles here, he's going to play the part of God. Say, everyone say, hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
And all right, so let's read. Chapter 1, verse 20, and God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea. All right, God created creatures of the sea. Who wants to be creatures of the sea? All right. Do your best fish impression.
Your best impression. Or maybe even a shark.
Or whale. Or dolphin. Well, I know Jared's a swimmer, so come on, Jared. You don't want to do it? Come on. God. No. Right here. It says in the Bible, God created great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing in which the water teems according to their kinds. Come on. Quickly. Just start swimming from one end to the other. Dolphin kick, right there. Be the dolphin.
Yeah, there you go.
Go ahead. Yeah, all right, give it a hand. Give him a hand, all right. Thank you. All right, the next thing that God created was every winged bird according to its kind. You want to be a word? No, try to fly. No, jump up here and try to fly. All right, you know, do the whole Tweety Bird, you know. All right, give it up, Kylie. All right. And it says next, and God saw that it was good. So thank you, guys. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase in the earth. And there was evening, the morning, and the fifth day. And then finally God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. What was your name? Jesse. Destiny. Destiny, would you mind being a living creature for us? What kind of living creature would you like to be?
Kangaroo.
Awesome. Awesome. Kangaroo jumps.
There you go.
All right. Everyone give Destiny a hand. All right. So, thank you, God. Everyone give a hand to God. All right. So it says that let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures, and move along the ground, and wild animals, and each according to their kind, and it was so. And God made wild animals according to their kinds, and livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures, etc., all according to their kind. Now, if there's one thing that I want you to notice about this, there's a lot of repetition. You know, he talks about the creatures of the land, there's the creatures of the sea, and there's the birds of the air, and God all created them according to their kind. Now, I want you to also notice with our volunteers, some of them were kind of sheepish. Why do you think that was? Maybe because I was telling them to be something that they weren't? Maybe they thought that they would look foolish trying to put on a show for everybody? But then, isn't that what we do online? So what God says about this in verse 26, God says, let us make human beings in our image and in our likeness so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over the livestock and the wild animals. So I want you to contrast this with the birds and the beasts versus us. God created the birds and the beasts according to their kind, but he created us according to his image. Actually, it's the perfect image. There is no other image that is more elevated or better than God's image. And God created us out of his image. Now, the thing with this is that, number one, there's nothing we can do about it. God created us in his image out of love. There's nothing we can do to earn it. There's nothing we can do to change it. There's nothing we can do to earn more of it. It's just who we are. It's foundational. It was true before we were born. It's true right now, and it's going to be true in the future. Right? There's nothing that we can do to change this fact about ourselves. The second thing about God creating us in his image is that some of us don't really realize this about ourselves. Maybe we think that it's not enough. So this reminds me of a story in The Incredibles. Dash, who's seen The Incredibles in here? How many guys like The Incredibles? I like The Incredibles. So in case you don't know, it's about a family, a superhero family. You know, they each have a special power. And Dash, the youngest boy, his special power is running really fast. And, well, you know, he was running a little bit too fast, and he broke a little bit too many records, and everyone started noticing who he was. And then he was telling his mom, like, you know, why are you pulling me out of track? Isn't my power what makes me special? And his mom was saying, you know what, everybody is special. And then Dash just, you know, kind of slumps down in his seat, and he mutters, and that means nobody's special. So what is that about us? What is it that we want to be special? What is it about us that we need to be better than other people? All right. This kind of relates to last week's message about the Tower of Babel. Now, if you remember, the Tower of Babel was, you know, a bunch of people, and they said, you know what? If we build this tower, we can be like God. We can build this. So with each brick they put up, they're thinking to themselves, we will be more like God. For some of us, it's the same way. With every test score that comes in very well, with every race that we run, with every beauty product we put in our face, we think maybe we'll become a little bit more like, more closer to God or more like God. We lay those bricks on there and we say, oh, by doing this, we will become more like God. But the fact is, again, I want to remind you guys, the image of God that he created us to be, we can never change it. We can never earn this. There's nothing that we can do with our beauty, our brains, our brawn. You know, there's nothing we can do to improve our image because we have the highest possible image. We have the highest possible image of God. All right? So what happens when we forget? Like these guys, you know, I feel so bad for these guys. They're building this huge tower, and they're feeling all proud of themselves, and they're saying, yes, we will become like God. And then all of a sudden, God says, yeah, you know what, I'm just going to confuse them a little bit, you know? Like, how many of you guys, like, study for a test really hard, and then you sit down, and then your mind just goes blank? Yeah? That's happened to me a couple times. I'm like, oh, dude, I got this down. And then I go into the test room, and I go, oh, my God, I'm screwed. I'm like, what's going on? Because I feel bad for these guys in Tower of Babel, you know? They built this huge tower, and it's all for waste. What is it for? But that's essentially what we're doing, isn't it? We're putting up another picture, another brick, and we're trying to be more closer to God or more like God. And I suspect that these guys, they're just like us. They have forgotten who they really are. So what happens when we forget who we really are? Well, number one, we forget about our relationship with God. That's the very first thing. That's a very direct thing. We forget that we are creating God, and we've essentially forgotten God. All right? The second thing that happens is that we lose touch with ourselves. Now, technology makes it really easy to change who we are. And then all of a sudden, after the 10th profile we make, we go and wonder, well, who am I really? Do you know? And then the third thing that happens is that as we're putting up these images or these different images of ourselves, we kind of lose track with our relationships with each other. We lose track with God. We lose track of our relationship with ourselves. And then we lose in our relationships with each other. But think about it. I'm so busy just concentrating on my own image that I kind of forgotten about my friends. You know, I would totally help this person out, but I can't. I'm busy. I need to worry about myself and my own image. You know, I would totally go and help. I would totally praise God in GX, but I can't because what would these other people think about me? Like I'm a goody two-shoes Christian, you know, praising God in worship. In some youth groups, it's different. If you don't put up your hands in worship, they'll be like, ooh, what's wrong with him? Oh, I must stay away. So in this way, it's our relationship with God that gets broken, which then leads to our disjointed relationship with ourselves, then leads to our disjointed relationships with each other. So what do we do about this? What do we do about this problem? Who does God say that we are? And what does it mean for our lives? Well, one thing with technology, being that it's really easy to just post different pictures of ourselves, you know, you could go home. Some of us don't have a Facebook, and some of us aren't really into technology, so this may not be for you. But for the rest of us, maybe when you go home, you need to go delete some pictures. Or I mean, need to go home and delete some posts. You know, maybe some of you guys need to go and delete your profile altogether, just so that you can get back to what God really says about yourself. Maybe you spend a little, like me, maybe you spend a little bit too much time in technology, which then kind of leads you to think, well, if I'm always stuck in this technology, who am I really? Maybe it's time to just shut that down a little bit. So, what does God really want to say? I mean, what does it mean when God says, you are created after my own image? What would that look like in your life? What is the image? Well, first of all, what is the image that you are putting your trust and your confidence in? I'll say that again. What is the image that you are putting your trust and your confidence in? Right? Because God says, don't worry about your image. Don't worry about what other people think of you. God says, worry what I think of you. You know, don't deny me in front of people and I won't deny you in heaven. So for me personally, online and elsewhere, I try to put this image that I know what I'm talking about, that I'm smart and capable, that I'm able to be funny and hang loose, and all of this, so I don't post if it's not smart and funny and witty and all of these above things. And also this whole, when examining my relationship with technology, I realize that I'm on technology because in order to be smart and witty and be knowledgeable about different things, I always need to be up and up on all the latest news, on my friends, on what's going on in the world. It can be kind of tiring. So for a lot of you guys, are you tired? Are you tired of leading maybe this double life? Are you tired of leading many multiple lives? What is that image that God wants you to have? So imagine this. Imagine this scenario where all of us stop caring about our image and what other people may think about our image and started to care about what God thought about us and our image. Wouldn't that be a wonderful world? Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for today. I thank you that you have created us in your own image and you have given us purpose and you've given us life, Lord. I just thank you that you've given us technology and you've ways to express ourselves that really hasn't been possible before. Lord, but I just pray that you would just be with each one of us, Lord, that you'd help us to examine just how our relationship with technology just affects our image and who we think we are. And Lord, may you just be with us and to bless us as we turn that around and create our image after you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This was another Generation Example podcast. For additional podcasts, community, and resources to help you in your walk with Jesus Christ, visit generationexample.org.